Praise the Lord. God bless the difference. Thank you so much for releasing the miracle. Miracle. See, I want you to begin to know that the Lord says that heaven, that the heavens is on your side in this season, and you're going to begin to see favor as well as new doors beginning to open up for you. For the Lord said this is a good time and a season for you to begin to use wisdom in your finances. It's a season where the Lord says prepare, because you're going to begin to look for some new sources of income or maybe even emotional support. And God says it's going to happen and you're going to find it, because God said he's going to place you in the right place at the right season, at the right time. Now, I do feel that from the beginning of the month until the 27th, the Lord said it's going to be quite helpful for you. It's going to be helpful for your communications and learning, but also writing, and but also something possibly surrounding support. I'm also hearing the Lord saying to me that even around the 12th, God's going to touch things around the home, the domestic area. And God says pay attention to safety issues and things of that nature, because the enemy wants to bring mishaps and break-ins and things of that nature. So make sure that the house is properly secure. Make sure smoke detectors are has proper batteries and things of that nature. Or if there's any gas pipes, make sure that they're also properly tightened and things of that nature, because the enemy wants to bring mishap. But the Lord says, I'm giving you wisdom now in advance to prepare yourself to make sure that everything is covered thoroughly. For the Lord said, it seems like also family or visitors could be a little bit difficult. So watch whom you invite in your home, but also whom you have around you. I can tell you that around the 27th, you may receive news about a relative or maybe some kind of a real estate matter, say it's the Spirit of the Most High.
And I further hear the word of the Lord say to you today, home and office, family and work are going to be in the forefront this month. For Father God says this is the month of balance. For Father God says he's going to give you the wisdom to balance home and work. And I further hear Father God saying, be mindful around relationships concerning the office. For Father God saying in this month, relationships, partnerships, love, and money are going to come into an intertwining. And Father God says he's going to give you the wisdom ahead of time. Now, Father God says this is the season, even at the workplace around September 9th. Father God says there's going to be something that's going to demand your attention. And Father God says you're going to be the one to step up to the plate. So Father God says get on your mark, get set, and get ready to take off. For Father God says you're going to initiate and take the proper action. And Father God says in this season, be mindful of your words in the workplace and be mindful of the authority figures. Father God says say what you mean and mean what you say, yet say it in a pleasant manner. And Father God says any changes, any urgencies or emergencies in the office place, Father God says he already gives you the grace and the diplomacy to handle them. Now, I do hear Father God say around September 14th, Father God says there's going to be a new stability in the office place. Father God says he's giving you the grounding and the platform to begin to speak your ideas. And I further hear Father God say this is a season to also to begin to balance out with children. Anything that calls for the attention of children, Father God says he gives you the wisdom, the strength, and the energy to begin to walk through and follow through concerning the family and the children. And that is the word of the Lord.
Amen and amen. Well, listen, my friend, stay tuned as the prophetic team is about to come forth and give you the word of the Lord. And I'll be right back. God bless.
God bless you, Sister Jones. I just feel God saying this is the time that he is opening up the treasure chest. The gifts that are within you, God says he is bringing them to the forefront. He is allowing you to see them. And yet even the world begins to embrace the gifts that are within you. God said it shall be a blessing to many, and it shall astound you. Even you shall be astounded by the gifts that are within you. So God says, prepare your heart and your mind for the revelation and that understanding that shall come forth. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord saying transformation. God is saying that he's going to create a blessing for you in a new open door, and that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Jones. I'm hearing the word of the Lord saying that there's going to be something that you're going to be recognized for, because I'm hearing recognition and awards. God says that you are going to be one that's going to be known for something as well. God says that he's preparing a way I'm hearing God say that there's much that's going to come into your hands, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Jones. The Lord begins to say there's a time and season for all things under the heavens. Healing shall flow so out of thee in this season, woman of God. God is just clearing some things, removing some things. He's doing a work in your body. It's imperative to drink more water in this season and be mindful of the things that you eat. There's even a word about eliminating dairy products in this season. Just be mindful of what you're eating, of your dietary needs, woman of God, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Jones. I hear the word of the Lord saying study, for Father God says he's calling you into deeper study. For Father God says this is the season to begin to study the sciences. I hear Father God saying the sciences, and I don't know why I'm hearing this and what this means to you. I hear Father God say look into radiation. For Father God says there's something concerning radiation around you, and Father God says be mindful of it. But Father God says this is the season to get the home examined. I'm hearing inspection, land inspection, whatever this is. Father God says begin to look outside of the box, think outside of the box. And also, woman of God, Father God says think globally concerning each and everything. Sister Jones, Father God says call back into the ministry. For Father God says you're one that is to sow the $188 seed, because Father God is turning some things around generational, and Father God says call 404-380-1478 to sow your $188 seed and get more information on what the Lord is saying.
Well, I pray that you have been blessed by the word of the Lord from the other prophets. I want to thank you so much for moving in faith and getting your seed in the ground, and I want you to begin to know that the Lord says you're going to grow spiritually in this season. You're going to grow in wisdom and knowledge and understanding. And you're going to see that the Holy Spirit shall lead thee and the Holy Spirit shall guide thee. And I will bring you into a new plateau in me, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. And I will give you wisdom, and the wisdom that I shall impart in thee shall cause you to make right decisions. And you're going to see that during the next 2 to 3 months that you're going to come into a place and a dimension in me, yea, saith the Lord. For the Lord says, know that as you begin to get in his presence, you're going to rise, and you're going to rise in power. You're going to rise in authority. You're going to rise in ambition and even strength. For I, the Lord, shall be with thee, and I shall guide thee, and I shall lead thee. So the Lord says, come away, my beloved, and get into my presence. For the Lord says, I bring you into a time where you need to begin to even fast once a week, one day a week, where you shall focus on me, where you shall focus on the things of the Spirit, and you will stay in my presence mentally, and you will see that I will lead and I will guide thee beside still waters, and you will step into greener pastures. For the Lord says, I desire to sup with thee. I desire for thee to come into my presence, and there you will come into the land of plenty, yea, saith the Spirit of the Lord.